U.S. officials have warned that Americans joining militants fighting to topple the Syrian government pose a security threat at home. Federal officials say American militants could become radicalized by al-Qaeda-linked militant groups and return to the U.S. as security risks. In Egypt, people take to the streets at Alexandria to condemn sentences issued against a group of female Muslim Brotherhood supporters. One person was injured as protesters clashed with police. Egypt has been hit by protests since the military ouster of President Mohamed Morsi in July. Israeli forces clashed with protesters in several cities in the occupied territories. The protesters had taken to the streets over a plan to resettle Bedouin Arabs in the Negev Desert. Over 40 protesters have been arrested. Palestinians in the Gaza Strip also held a solidarity demonstration with the Bedouins. In Thailand, pro-government leaders have ended their rally after violence broke out between the supporters and opponents of Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra. At least two people were shot dead in the streets of the capital Bangkok on Saturday. Opposition-led protesters have seized the headquarters of the finance ministry. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons continues its joint mission with the UN to destroy Syria's chemical arsenal. The special coordinator of this mission, Zigrid Kaag, has praised the cooperation of the Syrian government as constructive, but Kaag says the mission also needs the support of the international community. A new poll reveals a widening gulf between Britain and its continental partners and attitudes towards the European Union. Based on the poll conducted in the UK, France, Germany, and Poland, Britons regard the bloc much more negatively. Other EU nationals also say Britain brings few benefits to the bloc. And Britain embarks on its biggest charity food drive since the Second World War to feed hungry and penniless families over Christmas. About 60,000 people are likely to receive emergency food in 2 weeks' time. Charities blame benefit delays, low pay, rising living costs for the rising food poverty in Britain. And in Greece, supporters of the country's Golden Dawn Party have gathered outside parliament to protest the detention of their leader. Nicholas Mihalaliakis is in pretrial detention on charges of forming a criminal gang. 13 of Golden Dawn's 18 lawmakers face charges or have had their parliamentary immunity lifted.